I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1, finding the things you love and focusing on them. We know that where we look is where our attention goes. What we focus on is what we'll find in this world. All year, I've intentionally spent time doing the things I love and focusing on them. More than any other year I've lived, the more I spend time here in the things that expand me, the more I feel resistance, frustration, anxiousness and fear fade away. And sometimes that is because they were never really there to begin with, just a construct in my mind of the situation. And sometimes it's because a clear shift in focus reminds me of all the facades and tricks life offers to make us forget what this life really is and should be. What is important and essential, and what is pulling us away from that? It all becomes so clear again. Do you need a little reminder this week to find the things you love and focus on them? Moment 2, trusting in people, trusting in yourself. I really hate not trusting people. In feeling like you don't know how they'll react or respond, or whether the integrity you hold for yourself rings true for them. Trust is so important to help us belong, have faith, and share with other humans. And it took me a long time to realise that you cannot expect others to give you what you freely offer. But more importantly, it's taken me a long time to realise that it's way more critical to trust in yourself. When something doesn't feel right, when something doesn't feel like you're being given all the pieces, when your instincts tell you that maybe, just maybe, that person is not giving you the whole truth, you need to, above all else, have trust in yourself that it is time to back away. Time to reassess. Time to stop giving as openly and freely as you did. After living all the days I have, I'd be more than happy to admit that I trusted someone who didn't deserve it than I am happy to say that I didn't trust in myself. And I needed to listen to what it was all telling me. Moment 3, letting others do the work and passing that off as enough. We do that, don't we? A lot. If you listen to my previous episode, you'll know that I mentioned this in relation to me not sharing my story, and yet I asked others to share theirs. But we do this. We watch and we observe and we notice situations where others are searching for solutions or having conversations that are needed, and we pass this off as enough. Something unnecessary for us to have to engage in. But it's not enough. We all have a collective responsibility in this world to connect and enrich whatever it is that we are doing. Your job and my job only further disconnect us from each other. I wonder how an active focus on this coming week, might change your relationships with those around you. Moment 4, your triggers are not for others to monitor. I wrote a blog post a few years ago now about a conversation I had with a friend. In that conversation, she said, "Well, I know my triggers. They are, so just don't do that and everyone will be fine." I dug it up the other day and I honestly realised how much truth I'd gained from that interaction that still stays with me. For days after, I thought about that comment and I realised that our triggers are not for others to monitor. They are our responsibility alone. If you are honest with yourself, it's true. We often expect others to monitor our moods, needs, and wants. Many times, this is what's causing arguments between ourselves and others. And it's rare that we concede this grace for them, the exception we want them to make for us. But it's our responsibility alone as to what we add or take from the peace, joy, excitement, or anticipation in a room. What we bring with us is our responsibility. Moment 5, those that come before us. Sometimes I find it a very good reminder to visit with those who have lived their days. Their sad days, their happy days, their regretful days. I think that hearing their advice and their voice can remind us that often one day we will be the ones recounting our days. And perhaps more importantly, that there's still time for us to create how those days will be retold and how we will reminisce. There's time for us to craft the retelling of all those gathered moments. I wonder how you might retell the coming days. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to especially mention Gemma, who left a review on my podcast for me to read. It made my day. Tune in next week for another special episode edition, where my guest speaker, Dr. Tina Wilson, shares with us her most life-changing human story. It's not to be missed. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.